I'm walking around barefoot and it's been an absolute vibe. I walked past this lady and I really felt I should say something and something. And I have, you know, I have so much to say, but it's like, I ultimately want the person to feel heard. And that requires asking some good questions and just kind of being present, being there. So I walked past her and didn't do anything. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk back and just, we'll see. And there she was with her dog. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to go for it. And then I decided, okay, we're going to go for it. And so I just said, hey, like, I can tell that you're doing a good job with your dog. And I had on my mind just about like telling her that I can tell she's being very patient with her dog and encouraged her in that. And she's like, thanks. And then as she was walking away, I just said like, patience is it. Like, if you're patient, then it's all going to come together. And I like almost like yelled it to her. Like, I called it out to her. She was walking away. She's like, yes, that's right. I was just laughing. I was laughing as I walked away. And I was like, okay, that was beautiful. And I just kept walking. I'm still barefoot. I've been walking on the street. And it's been kind of hot, but it's like, bro, whatever. It's fine. And I walked past these wonderful people, and that light, that energy that I just shown to that lady of saying, you know, patience, I ended up walking past these other people, other wonderful people. And I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to hear. I'm just going to give this a shot. Like, I have no idea, like no agenda, nothing. I just walked up and just, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I was like, that was great. That was amazing. And they said they'd check out the podcast. So that's beautiful. I really am mind blown with how God is opening these doors and just giving me words to say. I was just able to be completely there and just say, you know, like, we got to trust God with using our gifts, and how if we just look to Him, then we'll know what we need to do. And it was just great. And they just like, thank you for that word, and just like, keep up what you're doing. I'm like, let's go. So it was good. It was good. Yesterday, I realized with the episode I made that the energy was a little bit more scarcity mindset-y. So this one is kind of balancing that out maybe a little bit. But just live in your gift, man. Live in your gift. Figure out the gift. Love the gift. Cherish the gift. Let God use that stinking gift. Let Him polish. Let Him refine. Let Him build that gift to do everything that it was meant to do. Every single stinking thing it was meant to do. Goodness gracious, please. Because like, for me, I've really felt and found out over the last couple of weeks, He really is good at using me to helping people feel heard. I've had people last couple weeks I've just met, and they start telling me all these things going on, and I just met them. And so there you go. There's something really beautiful about that. There's something in my persona, my vibe, and I can't feel my own vibe, but I see what it does for other people. And it's just a beautiful thing. I just have to keep working on it. I was thinking about this yesterday too. I was up till 4 a.m. on Twitch. I was trying to like uplift and strengthen me. This one guy, wonderful person. But some things he said just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And it just was like, I just can't. I'm all in or all out. So if it's like, if it's not there, it's not there. So I just hopped off and I'm like, okay. For one thing, why am I up this late? It's okay. So polish the gift. Thank the Lord for giving you that gift and show that. Like, how I intend to show up for my future kids and family, it's like just helping them on such a deep level. Like, I want to have so much space, encouragement, and love, and just to show that every single day, and ultimately to keep building this empire. I know He is providing a way. I know He is opening doors for me. I know He is doing miracles every single day. And I just have to be willing to have absolutely no agenda at times, or like no agenda ever, but just no words, no nothing, no anything. Just go and trust Him. So this is your message today. Trust God. No, he has gifted you with many gifts. Let him build those. Don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.